Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are here turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, Chris, I think it's only appropriate that this October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we always try to bring up something each year. And as you know, I lost my mother to breast cancer almost 12 years to the day, and in October, in the same month that we celebrate this. And so I'm looking for a spin on it with NFL, and I came across a story the other day. The Indianapolis Colts, we've known they've done some great things over the years, Chris. In 2012, they partnered with a lot of different community people and started something called Pamper Her Pink. And the idea was to get breast cancer patients, Chris, who've been going through an awful lot of stuff, and give them a total day of relaxation, you know, to take their mind off it, to enjoy life, you know, to just get them to a beauty salon or just invite them back to Lucas Oil Stadium, invite players, and it's just great. If you go to their website, they'll have the latest that they did this week. And you had players like cornerback Pierre Desir was there, Matthew Adams and Anthony Walker, two linebackers were there. I think Frank Reich even surprised these women. But they brought them through the facility, Chris, actually had a therapy dog with them. It'll bring tears to your eyes to see what they did for these women. And it's all part of that crucial intercept cancer that the NFL is doing. But the Colts took it a step further with this Pamper Her Pink. They do it every year now. They're at 9 years and running now. And just to hear the survivors about how enjoyable it was, you know, even one of the girls, her name was Jenny Lee Nelson. She said, you know, the pedicure that they gave, you know, with my feet and my bones are so sore all the time from all the chemo. She says that was something I could never repay people. And something so simple like that. And these guys came out and they supported her, took pictures with her. It's really going to get tug at your heartstrings, Chris. If you go to the Colts website under community, check out what the Pamper Her Pink program is doing. And they continue to do it every October. It's a great month.
Yeah, and you think about all the great things that organizations are doing and throughout this month of October in relation to breast cancer awareness. And because I'm going down that same path, Bob, I'm putting my spotlight back on former Panthers and Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams for the work he continues to do to raise awareness around Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And he lost his mom as well to cancer. She 53 years old. As any loss of life to breast cancer is tragic. You know, you think about, you know, folks that are young that that we lose way too early in life, your mom included in that, Bob. D'Angelo now is one of the things that he does to continue to honor her is to pay for mammograms for women. And it's a wonderful program that he's done. He's now over 500 mammograms that he has paid for through his foundation. And he's been doing so going all the way back to 2015. And he's been sponsoring tests in Pittsburgh, in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where he played his college ball at the University of Memphis, doing it in Arkansas, which is his home state, doing it in Charlotte for his time when he was with the Carolina Panthers. Like I say, his mom died at 53. He's also lost four aunts to breast cancer, all before they turned 50 years old. You talk about a tragedy in a family to one after another lost to breast cancer is absolutely unfathomable to me. He's shooting to be able to do these tests in every single state. You go back to 2009 and he pushed for players to be able to wear pink cleats. So throughout the month of October, the NFL granted him that. And so you started to see this, you know, the cleats for a cause. That's sort of where it got born out of, is doing it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So kudos to D'Angelo Williams for what he's doing. It's amazing to think that he is personally paid for through his foundation 500 mammograms. And he's, you know, like I say, a handful of places he's doing it, wants to do it in every single state, and he's working towards that. So kudos to him and kudos, Bob, to the story about the Colts for what they're doing. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is something that I'm so thankful that that the NFL has embraced, and these guys are getting involved and doing more and more great things to not only bring awareness to breast cancer, but also trying to fight and see what we can do to get a cure here.
Yeah, Chris, I think the NFL does a great job. You know, sometimes we get down on them for different reasons, but there's no question they do it well. And D'Angelo, you know, I think most women out there, Chris, know the importance of getting it done, and sometimes it just comes down to finances. So what he's done is more heroic in that respect,
yeah.
Taking their minds off the financial aspect of it. It is just so important on a yearly basis. And I'm sure D'Angelo probably wants to do more, but give him credit for doing as much as he possibly can. That's a hero in my book.
Yeah, same here. And just so people are aware, when he does these, the name of the program is 53 Strong for Sandra. And as you can imagine, Sandra was his mom, and she died at 53. So that's the name of the program he does, and you'll hopefully be seeing it in a state near you. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Want to send out our thanks to Mark Carrier, Tony Collins, Leroy Irvin, and Jim Rebert for joining us. And as always, Bob, so much fun being a part of it with you, my friend.
That was a lot of fun, Chris, with some old friends, and we knew it would be, and it all came together great. And thanks for being part of it.
I appreciate you. Next week, who do we have scheduled to join us? Well, Yale head coach Tony Reno is going to be back with us. Bob, thank you very much for putting that together. Plus, we're going to go back to Chicago. Former Bears wide receiver Dennis McKinnon will be here. Looking forward to catching up with Dennis. Our good friend and former Patriots, Bills, and Cowboys Pro Bowl quarterback Drew Bledsoe is going to be back. Always fun time spending a segment with Drew. And then, of course, Tony Collins. He'll be here with our five-star picks of the week. So we've got another show, another outstanding show on tap for you next week. We hope you'll come back and join us. How can you follow us on social media? Well, on Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. The show is at TNT Podcast. Please also visit us on Facebook. You can find Bob and I. We have our own Facebook pages there. We've also got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who our future guests are going to be. We've got our guest schedule there. We keep publishing and updating that throughout the week. Plus, we link back to our site over on Podbean. We can't thank those guys enough for featuring us front and center there on their mobile app. And so you'll be able to link back over. You'll be able to do it whether it's on, check us out on your Mac or your PC, or you do it on your phone through the Podbean app. You can take us with you everywhere you go. Listen to any of our archived episodes for free, and if you've got 2 hours, great, you can listen to the whole episode. If you want to, you've got a little less time, we cut those out, each individual interview and in those segments, so you've got 15 to 20 minutes. You'll be able to listen and pick and choose which interviews you want to listen to. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, I look forward to that show next week. Sounds like a lot of fun. We also want to thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he does with our intro and ads. We also want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sand. Can't tell the day or time, but I know